The format of the speaker series is speaker discussion. Our speaker today is Russ W., who will share on the topic of hope and trust. Russ, the floor is yours.
Okay, thank you. Russ, compulsive reader, binge eater. You know, last week you guys learned about honesty. This week, the second principle of OA is hope. And to give you just, this is like my most, this is the one that I connect with the most. I want to give you my qualifications. 470 days ago today, I was in the fourth floor room of a locked-in residential facility in Chicago, Illinois. I weighed 676 pounds, and I had an active plan to kill myself. Today, so that was 470 days ago. Today is 469 days of continued abstinence. This part's a little emotional for me. I apologize. Just saying it that way just kind of blows my mind every time I say it, because that day I went to bed with a plan that I was going to check out. I had written my girl's notes, written my wife at the time a letter, and I was going to go do it. I couldn't take it anymore. I couldn't live with the compulsion to eat anymore, to binge. It was my second time in treatment. I felt like a failure. I was actively trying to eat myself to death. And when that wouldn't work, it took me getting locking myself up to realize that wasn't worth going on. There was just nothing. There was no hope. I'd tried every diet. Everything. Just nothing ever worked. The next morning, so 470 days, I went to a lymphedema appointment and met a gentleman who came in and gave me just enough hope to keep me alive. Okay. I didn't know anything about OA at the time. Other than it was a cult run by, you know, a group of ladies that hang out in the basements of churches. That was all I knew about OA. Didn't know anything about it. Got out of treatment. Came home, was white knuckling after a while. Hadn't binged, but I was getting that feeling, you know, the feeling, and I'm sure y'all know the feeling of just that compulsion. A friend of mine drugged me to an OA meeting. I said, I don't want to go. He said, we're going. I said, I don't want to. He said, we're going. I said, okay, but you got to go to church with me. And he said, okay. So he still hasn't gone, but I'm still in OA. So it worked out for the best. I got to OA and I, you know, was hanging out. Better Together is my home meeting. I've only been to one actual in-person OA meeting, and that was seven little ladies in a church. Nothing in common except, you know, that we were at an OA meeting. That was it. Wasn't my cup of tea. So I was out of there. So the Better Together kept me there long enough for me to read the steps. And, you know, I learned about the steps. You know, I was like, yeah, the steps, this is amazing. You know, this is an incredible thing. And then somebody said, so what do you think about the principles? And I was like, what principles? Didn't know anything about the principles. So I got online and downloaded the steps and the principles. And I got looking at the principles and I was like, wow, this is pretty in-depth stuff. When you get to, you know, honesty, hope, faith, courage, integrity, willingness, humility, self-discipline, love, perseverance, spiritual awareness, and service. Living those, if you were to take those 12 words and apply it to yourself, you're a pretty good person. You're living a life that, you know, is full of what we're talking about today, is full of hope. You can't take those principles and honestly, which is what we learned about last week, if you honestly apply every one of those words to yourself, you can't help but to grow. You can't help but to have hope. You can't hope, you know, you've got integrity. You've got all this stuff. And for me, the hope is, you know, when I stack these steps, we just spent a Saturday fellowship yesterday, 2 week session from Better Together Fellowship about stacking the principles. So when you take honesty plus hope, that moves you towards the next one. And then that one, you know, adds up and moves you to the next one. And when you combine them, that's where the real hope is for me. That's where, you know, since I've become abstinent, and you can look at hope multiple ways. You can look at hope in the steps of, yes, the promises are there. There's the hope of the promises, but there's also the hope of becoming what your higher power wants you to be, what your higher power has basically told you, this is what you need to be. And I've taken control of myself, and it led me to 676 pounds ready to kill myself. Okay. So I need to let go. I need to follow the steps. I need to apply the principles in my life, and I need to work the 12-step program honestly, with hope, with courage, with integrity, and you can see how they all stack. The hope portion, I get hope when I listen to new people share, because I see somebody else getting it. I get hope when I hear success stories. You know, somebody, I've lost 185 pounds in 13 months just by, you know, living a abstinent lifestyle. That is hope for me, because I'm starting to see the physical changes in myself that I could never do before. I could never do before I surrendered. I could never, you know, from the age of 12 all the way up until 470 days ago, I just couldn't do it. And I, you know, everything, cabbage soup. I mean, I hate cabbage, and I tried the cabbage soup diet. I mean, that's just crazy. But so there's hope in the steps, and that hope is what we're all here for. It's the hope to get rid of the compulsion. I mean, I drive by, I get my leg lasered, and it's a very painful thing. And they're doing, like, they're reconstructing the places where the scars were on my leg for my surgeries. And I come out of there, and there's a fast food place right outside the doors. Like, when you open up the doors slide open, and there's a fast food sign right there. And my mind says, ooh, you deserve this. You've just been through, you know, an hour of pain, an hour of whatever. And my mind says, you need to go eat to make yourself feel better. Now I have hope that's not what I need to do. Okay. That's not how I need to. I always thought that that's how I was going to live the rest of my days. I have the hope that I can work a program, and I can get the clarity, and the fog can lift, and things can happen in my life, and things can change in my life that I never would have thought could happen. Okay. This past year, in the last 469 days, I've lost 185 pounds. I've gone back to college. I've started my own small business. I do a lot of service at Better Together. My life has completely changed. Okay. Now, there's also things in my life that have happened that would have made me eat before. Sorry, my computer's going out here. Would have made me eat before. I'm going through a divorce. Next Thursday, my divorce will be final. The hope that this program has given me has showed me that I don't have to eat over it. I don't have to live life the way I did for those, you know, 38 years. I don't have to live that way. And that hope is something that, you know, I latched onto the principles, and, you know, next week's another good one, which, you know, you all are going to talk about faith. But the concept that I want you to take away, if you learn anything, if I can, I don't want to say learn, but if there's anything you take away from this today, is to take those principles and to stack them. If you can stack all of those principles, it will change your life. It's changed mine completely. I mean, I can move now. I'm going to, you know, hopefully be alive to dance with my daughters at their wedding. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to finish school. I'm going to school to become a licensed professional counselor. You know, I've taken more classes in the past year than I have, you know, than I did my 2 years in college the previous time. There's hope here. And it's about working the 12 steps with those principles. And the principles in this, you know, I get kind of worked up because, you know, when I hear people struggling, I remember that pain. You know, it was just 470 days ago for me, 676 pounds, couldn't walk. You know, my ex-wife dropped me off at the residential facility. I could barely make it from the minivan to the security counts, to the security desk inside. I had to, you know, wobble in with my luggage, and I had to ask for a chair to sit down. Okay. Today I can move around. I'm lifting weights. I'm getting stronger. The hope of this program has kept me abstinent. It's kept me alive. It's changed my life. I go through stuff now, and when I make decisions, I take the 12 principles and I apply them to those decisions. You know, where's hope in this? Okay. When I went back to school, where's the hope? Well, my hope is that I can be a licensed professional counselor and I can help men who struggle with eating disorders, because there's nothing out there for us. You know, I called 50 places before I found the place that I went. And 49 places said, sorry, you know, you're a man or you're a high BMI guy. There's nothing here for you. And so, you know, the principle of hope is important. And if you apply that hope with the other principles as you learn them, stack them. That's the one thing I want you to learn, or the one thing I want you to take away from this, is to stack them. When you look at a big decision, if you take honesty and you take hope, that's a pretty good basis for life. That's a pretty good basis for figuring stuff out. You know, most of you know that I use the rhino as my spirit animal. You know, I put it everywhere because it reminds me. It reminds me that, yes, I used to be this big, strong guy that would just plow through life because I was cocky. I was, you know, there's a lot of other principles here that you know, we're going to learn about in this series. But if you take hope and apply them with, like, humility, okay, when you stack those two, you can take hope and you can put it with any one of these principles and it can change your life. Humility for me was I went through life not caring about anybody else. It was me first. Okay. Me first. So I take hope and I tag it with humility. And I use the rhino as my spirit animal because I realize that, you know, a rhino can do a lot of damage if he's not watching where he's going, if he's not aware of plowing through stuff. That is how I use hope. I apply it to everything. You know, I apply it to service. We do the Afterglow, a two-hour fellowship every night after Better Together. We give people hope. We show them that. Thank you. Thank you, Sam, Samantha. We take that little bit of hope and share our stories because people need to hear that. People come to OA desperate. That's how I came to OA. I was about to lose it again. And the hope that I found in program has been enough to keep me abstinent. It's not always been pretty. It's been messy and sloppy, but there's that hope that keeps bringing me back over and over and over. Now I've had some close calls. I filled up back in December. I was stressed beyond belief. I was fighting with my wife and, you know, just a mess. Christmas was there. There was food everywhere around. Every place you went, there was food. And I filled up a serving bowl of a whole bag of sugared cereal that was my daughter's food, and put milk on it and sat there and was ready to eat it. I don't know if I was allowed to talk about food. Sorry about that. And I was gonna do it. I had decided to binge. And there was just enough hope left in me to get me mad. There was just enough hope for me to take a picture of my food. And that gave me the pause. Okay. There was just enough hope to take the picture. And I went over, I got my phone, I went back over to the table and I got mad. And I picked up the bowl and I threw it in the sink and milk and cereal went everywhere. That's hope. Because 470 days ago, I'd have been in a binge. Don't know when it would have stopped. My tendency is months or years, hell, a decade at one point. And that is the principle of hope. Nothing more than that, nothing less than that. Stack them with the other principles that we learn about, and it can change your life. I wake up every day. I write in a prayer journal. If I can't connect with my higher power, I have two giant trees outside my window. And I turn my head and look out the window, and there's this huge tree. And I use it as an antenna to talk to my higher power. That's hope. You can find hope anywhere and everywhere. That's all I got. Thank you for listening.